Immigration, I think of the opportunities that America has for new immigrants, for employment, for cultural, for cinemas. There's a lot going on in America, and that really pulls a lot of immigrants to the country itself. But in addition to the pull factors, you also have the factors that cause people to leave their home country, the war or drug cartels like Mexico, for example. So there are many factors that I guess causes immigration, and it seems like the new step for America is going to be certainly with welcoming more Middle Eastern refugees like in Syria. And it'll be interesting to see the assimilation process and how it differs with Syria and Mexico, for example.
Yeah, and it's important to remember, you know, that the U.S. was kind of founded on these ideas of immigration and that we're a country of immigrants, you know. However, it's important to realize why people are leaving and also the fact that people aren't always immigrating somewhere. Like in Los Angeles, there's a huge Latino population that was already there before the U.S., mm-hmm. you know, expanded its statehood there. And also with these Syrian refugees, we have to realize, you know, our role in their history as well. So how U.S. and Western involvement in Syria and in the Middle East is leading to this big crisis of immigration and migration.